Did you guys ever notice, and I've talked to a lot of people, and we've gone and racked our brains on this chronus, as I call it, the chronological list.
Yeah.
We have found so many paradoxes and refutabilities in the story chrons. That is to say, we had Roger Ranger meeting Kim twice. First time, twice. There's a time when he went and apparently met Kimba when he had come onto land and stopped these bank robbers and with Pompous and all. And they did this whole number there, and where Kimba retold this in a flashback.
But on
the other hand, he met him for the first time going over that bridge with Mary.
It was so strange,
and we tried, and boy, did we rack our brains.
There was a time that they had amnesia too, or was that only Tonga?
That was Tonga who had amnesia, who was really Mary.
That was Sonia.
Right. Yeah. Kind of remember there being those inconsistencies, but we were able to figure them out eventually.
They weren't paradoxes. Well, that's what we finally did, too.
We finally figured them out some way, and I don't remember how now.
We pieced it together finally, and it was a mess to do. We finally figured out where Kimba went, and he met Roger, and then left him, and then it went into a whole number. It was very strange how we finally pieced it together. There were only a couple.
And in Paris, that whole Paris thing was part of that whole.
We figured essentially, the basic thing was he came back, ended up in Portugal, met Ken Ichi, which was really Roger, and Roger took him around as a pet, so to speak, and showed him all the civilized world, including the Paris trip, which was retold later as a flashback. And they got through this whole number, and then later, this was the big problem of transcending back over to where Roger and Kimba met again going over Rainbow Valley. Tonga was scared of it, but we established that there was nothing in the story that dictated that Roger didn't know Kimba totally from that beginning. He only possibly knew him as an animal.
Right.
And that big scene was in that thing where Kimba spoke his first human
didn't
word.
Roger get killed in one of those episodes?
No, that was James Prawn.
That was James
It was very confusing at first when I wrote that, that I thought it was Roger Ranger. And I finally figured out this is not Roger Ranger, this is another character. He looked a lot like Roger Ranger.
The whole thing was the purpose of him just being sacrificed was simply to teach Kimba to start putting up his dukes and fighting, because he was a very big pacifist. He wouldn't do anything except sit there and take it. So finally we got him, I understand now, I have to fight for what's right, it's right. And he started, you know, and then all of a sudden he was super.
Did you ever figure out the symbology of the mammoth from the mountain?
Yes, we finally figured that whole thing out.
What is that?
Protective.
Well, the Mount Luna. The whole bit there, well, there was a whole spiritual number going on with that thing.
But it comes to light in the last 28 episodes.
There was a Luna stone up there, which gave great increasing powers. Did we figure that that went to Kimba? That gave Kimba some of his strength.
And he was acting like a normal lion.
He was catching helicopters in the air, and he was pushing trees through the ground. And you started wondering, wait a minute, this is not a regular lion. But it was supposed to be a source of energy. There was this great stone that they called Mount Luna. And the mammoth,
apparently they
didn't
follow through with it closely in the series.
And what happened was the guardian was supposedly watching over as sort of almost a la spirit of his mother type thing, looking over Kimba. Kimba became sort of a representation of symbol of all good and all that, while the three destroyers represented the opposite level, and that was why I put that one at the end of the Cronus, because it was the ultimate confrontation of good and evil with good conquering. And what finally happened, this bugged the heck out of me, was in the thing, you have this great all-knowing mammoth saying, yes, and we will meet again. And you never meet her again. You know, they did it twice, but the second time, you never did see her again. You sort of were going, what? You know, but it turned out that what happened...
Kids all over America were saying,
That was one of the problems, was the chronological level just blew.
Led to all the problems we have in society.
They couldn't figure it out.
They turned a pot, and I mean, what...
That's my man.
I sometimes wonder what you guys were trying to do. You were with me.
They met again, though, in the last 26 episodes. I've seen it. The last...
We're still suffering.
Pompous came back to Africa, and he came back not as a goofy character, but he came as a professor. And he came back with a couple of colleagues to climb Mount Luna to get the Luna Stones, a new source of energy.
Right?
And they needed Leo.
Where would we ever find another Gil?
You can't. I've already.
Gil will be here where you and I are going.
Oh, what a marvelous guy.